Okay. Today's Erech and Daf Tes. So we are on Ches Amud Beis by the Gemara, I believe. We just finished the Mishnah. The Mishnah was discussing, you know, in a series of Mishnahs, they're talking things like no more, no less. So one of the things that the Mishnah mentioned was, Ein poschin me arba chadashim ham ubarin b'shana. We do not have less than 4 full months, 4 30-day months in a year. Usually a year is 12 months. A lunar month is about approximately 29 and a half days, right? It's 29 days, 12 hours, 793 halakim, which is really 29 days, 12 hours, 44 minutes, and 3.3 seconds. Trust me. So the problem happens is that it's only 29 and a half days. You can't have a half day. So you do some days, you alternate between 29 and 30. But sometimes you have to fix the calendar, so you'll have more full months, more chaser months. So the Mishnah says that you can't have less than 4 full months. But then the Mishnah said something cryptic, which was v'lo niri yeser al shmona, and it appears that you can't have more than 8. So what is that talking about? So we're going to have the machlokas amorayim. So what do those words mean? Then we're going to actually ask a question. We're going to try to figure out what that machlokas is, and then we're going to ask some questions. So what does it mean, my lo nira yeser al shmona? What does it mean that it appears that we don't have more than 8? So amra huna lo nira lechachamim la'aver yeser al shmona. Pasuk pshat is minimum of 4, maximum of 8. You can't have less than 4 30-day months, and you can't have more than 8 30-day months, right? My lo nira yeser al shmona, amra huna lo nira lechachamim la'aver yeser al shmona. So more than S, okay, maishna tisha delo. So why are you making the maximum 8 full months. What would be the problem if you had 9 full months? Right, 9 full months basically would add 3 days to the year. Because a year, in order to be year, lunar year is 354. If you alternate 30 and 29, you'll get to the 354 with some leftovers. But if you add, if you make it now, and you have 3, even if you make it 8, any time you add, or you change the proportion of 6 and 6, you're either going to add or take away a day from the year, and it won't match the lunar year. So Maishna Tisha Delo. So Gemara says the Imkain, if you would have 9, Imkain, Kadim Asve Sihara Tlasa Yomin, which seems, as Rashi says, that when it comes the next year, the following year, Rosh Hashanah would follow the Molid by 3 days. Meaning you would have the Molid, because we're delaying the year for 3 days, we're adding 3 more days onto the year. So when it comes now to the Molid or Rosh Hashanah, someone's going to see the Molid, and they're only going to celebrate the Rosh Hashanah 3 days later, and people will say, those rabbis, they don't know what they're talking about. It's not Rosh Hashanah now. Rosh Hashanah is Tikva Kodesh Hashanah for Rekesla Yom Chagenu, when the moon is covered, and it's been 3 days since the moon uncovered itself. So Rashi says, Kidim Sahira Chadasa Gimel Yonin Kolin Rosh Hashanah. Shahamolid b'yom dalid, which is going to turn out the molid to be, I guess, on Wednesday, I'm not sure, right? For Shana b'Shabbos, umirane alma basa rabbanon, and people are going to scream against the rabbanon, lemeimer koma de bo avdi. They're doing whatever they want. They're making things up as they go along. So what the Gemara says, okay, so that's what that becomes a problem. Here we can do this a little superficially. So that's become a problem. That's a problem to make it 9, if you make 9 months, 9 full months, you can have a 3-day discrepancy. But you're allowing 8 months. See, right. If you're allowing 8 months, we'll see. It's a 2-day discrepancy. There's still a 2-day discrepancy. The Gemara says, "Hashinami kakadim asi treyome." If you do it now, allow 7, it's going to be a 1-day discrepancy, which tomorrow we'll get to. So why are you allowing a 2-day discrepancy and not allowing a 3-day discrepancy? It's still going to be a problem. So the Gemara answers, "Ki the Amar of Misharsha," similar to what Rav Misharsha answers, and we'll actually see Rav Misharsha on Amud Beis. Kegon chahaisa shana muuberes, hacha nami kegon chahaisa shana lefaneha muuberes. Rav Masharshi asked that the case is talking about a leap year. So too here we're talking about a case where the year beforehand was a leap year. The ibur shana chodesh, and when you make a leap year, there is a machlokas is when you make the extra adar. Is that extra the adar 30 days or 29 days? So here it says you made it chodesh. Chodesh means anything that's called a chodesh, which means it can be. It could be 29 days. So what you happen to have done is you made the prior year a leap year. And that prior year, you made the leap year 29 days. So what you did, you had to make the leap year because you had to make it fit with the seasons. So now you fit with the seasons, but now the prior year was 29 days, which means you made the year one day short. It was short a day. So we're going to compensate for that one for that day by making this year have extra dates to make it match.
You still have an extra day.
Right, we'll get to that in a moment. So the Gemara says, Dal Yarcha Malya Bahada Yarcha Chasera. So what we're doing now is we're offsetting that one missing day from last year with the extra days from this year. So the Gemara says, Vakate Chadyoma. But it's still one day. You're still missing a day. The Mola is going to be on Wednesday. You can celebrate Rosh Hashanah on Thursday. So how does that help? So the Gemara answers, Lo Aditayu Inchi. One day, people are not going to make a big scream about. They're not going to either recognize, or they're not going to think they're coming making it up. They're going to say maybe somebody didn't see it. Maybe they had some questions in the base. Then whatever it is, the one day is not going to make a big to-do. People are not going to make a big to-do as opposed to 2 days or 3 days. Right? Rashi says, V'ibor shana chodesh. Well, that's what I mentioned before. B'yadein olasos chodesh shel tosefes hashana ben mali b'chaser. You can make either mali and chaser. V'es ibor shel shana shel ishtakeid. And the Ibra that we made last year, Asinu Chaser, that we made it 29. Benimsha Shekdamu Tishrei Sha'avra Lifnei Moladoso. So we made Tishrei come earlier before its Molad last year. That's why this year we can make Tishrei, we can offset it and make it later. The Gemara says, Makati Chadyoma, but Afagav Yomo Palgahu Chadyoma Kari. It's really a day and a half, because the Gemara never really focuses on those extra, I mentioned those extra 12 hours, 793 halakim, so it's really a day and a half. Nevertheless, that's what they're talking about, you can offset it. So the Gemara then says in the first white line, lo adati inchi echad yomi, lo timi v'lo marani. They're not going to start questioning about one day, and they're not going to start making accusations based on one day. So that was the shita, of Yerav Huna, who said that cryptic statement of the Mishnah was giving a maximum minimum. There's a minimum amount of 4 Mali months. There's a maximum amount of 8 Mali months. But now comes the Shita of Ula. Ula Amar, he says no. Lo nir lechachamim lechaser yeser al shmona. So what happens is the Mishnah is saying, they all agree, that you can't have less than four mu'ubarim, because you can't have more than eight chaser. Okay, that it's flip sides of the same coin, right? So if you can't have less than four male because you can't have more than eight chaser. That's the way you have to do it. Ula Amar lo nir lechamin lechaser yeser al shmona. That is a minimum of eight chaser months. Minimum of 8 months of 29 days. Well, my time is Amar, and what the Mishnah is saying is that my time. Ma tam ein pochasim me arba chadashim. Why do we not have less than 4 chadashim ubarim b'shana? Why do we not have less than 4 pregnant months, 4 30-day months in the year? Mishum in order because the lo nira lechachamim lechaser yesol shmona, because chachamim did not want to make any more than 29 chaser months. That's the flip side of the same coin. So here we say we're not allowed to have more than 8. Chaser months. So my time, my shnat tishrei. It's going to be the same shaka retari now, just the opposite way. So my shnat tishrei. Why do we not? We would not allow 9 chaser months. If you have 9 chaser months, your year is going to be 351 days, as opposed to 354 days plus the extra. So what's going to happen then? It's just the opposite. If they're going to declare Rosh Hashanah and the Molad hasn't happened yet, it's going to be too early, and people are going to say, "What are they doing? They're making Rosh Hashanah too early." So Maishna Tisha Delo, the Imkain. If that's the case, if you have 9, Miyatra Sihara Tlosayome, the Levana is going to continue being exposed 3 days before the Molad, and that's when you're going to make Rosh Hashanah. My Rashi says, second wide line. Miyasra Sihara, what is the moon? What's the definition of Sihara? Sihara defined as the moon? What? Form? No, actually, I just don't know what the type is. Rashi's... Sihara is moon? Okay. So he says, Sihara, Rashi's Atika, the old one, Shalosh Yomim Ach Rosh Hashanah. The old moon is going to extend 3 days past Rosh Hashanah. The Seder Tovus Chadash Lamol Levona Achan Malay VeAchan Chasir Chadu Precious. It's what you're supposed to be alternating one full, one missing. The Chiyavad Klasa Chaserin Tvei Mekdamet Le Rosh Hashanah Gimel Yomim. If you make three Chaserin, you're going to pull Rosh Hashanah 3 days early. They're going to be looking up. It's Rosh Hashanah, and you still see the wax, the waning moon. So what's going on? So the Gemara says, so my Shnatish Dolo Di Imkei Mishar Shar Klasa Yomim. So Gemara says, Hashanami Kami Miatra Treyomi. But you're allowed to make eight, right? The maximum is eight missing months. If you make eight missing months, you only have 352 days in the year, and now you're going to be, the moon is going to be extended for 2 days. Okay, not 3 days, but 2 days. Still going to be a problem, because we're going to declare Rosh Hashanah, and for the next 2 days, we're going to see the old moon.
Right.
So what's going on? So again, the Gemara says, the Amar of Sharsha, as Rav Sharsha said, he goes to Haisa Shana Mu'uberes. Hachanami, he goes to Haisa Shana Lefanea Mu'uberes. So what happened is that last year was a Shana Mu'uberes. But as opposed to the prior answer, we said they were Avid the month with a 29-day month. Last year, when they did a Shana Mu'uberes, they made a 30-day month. So instead of being short a day, you have an extra day. So we knocked off, and then what we do now is Dal Yach Haseir B'Hadi Yach Amalia. So one of our missing months, of our 29-day months, offsets the 30-day month in the year before. And therefore we're short, as the Gemara says, but there's still 1 day that we are short. So the Gemara says, Savrei ischazuze ischaze va'anan lo'andate. People won't make a big deal because they're going to maybe think, as Rashi says, it chazuze itchaze levona lebezdin, that they actually saw the levona, va'anan hu de lo'andate l'mimtsu nashi l'mechze, hilkoch l'mranei. For 1 day, they're going to say, oh, maybe they saw the molad yesterday. Maybe something happened, maybe we didn't see it, and maybe it happened during the day. Whatever it is, a couple of things. For 1 day, people can make the assumption, or even though it's wrong, can make the assumption that Beis Din maybe saw the molad and we didn't, and therefore they're not going to complain. But 2 days or 3 days, they're going to look up, celebrate Rosh Hashanah, and see the old moon. They're not going to, and they're not going to give Beis Din a break, right? No matter what, people are out to get Beis Din, and they're going to knock them if they're off by 2 days.
Okay, the Ula's changing the words in the Mishnah.
Yeah, Ula changes it.
Ula Barman says, we read it.
No, it doesn't say Mubar Mil Chasem at all. It says no. Yeah, but it's not. They're not arguing about that. He's arguing about the next part of the Mishnah, the Lo Nira Yeser Al Shmona.
Right. So he's saying it's not going on that.
He says it's. He's saying that we do not have less than four Chadash Mubarim because it seems that we're not going to have more than eight Chasem. He changed. It's not Pshat. The Prasha Pshat is better for the other way. Right. But the Gemara is going to ask now. B'maikim Miflagi. What is their machlokas? Right, there are a few ways to do the doctrine. You can sit there with charts and calculations and pages, or you can try to just get the basic drift of it. So that's trying to get the basic drift as best we can. That seems to have been the easier part of today's daf. So, but not too bad. So the Gemara is to say, b'maikim miflagi. What is the machlokas from Rapuna and Ula? Right, I guess the main question is, why does Ula change, why does Ula seem to change the Pasuk Pshat of the Mishnah? And the funny thing about it is that you're going to give them a focus, and then we're going to ask the question of Rav Huna. But we'll see. So just going back again. So we said that Rav Huna said that there are two dinim in the Mishnah. Rav Huna said, number one, that we don't do less than four malei, and we don't do
more than eight
malei. That was Rav Huna, right?
Same thing. Malei and
malei. Right, they're talking about, right, a minimum, maximum. Minimum four. Maximum of eight. It's what we thought, right? But according to Ula, it's only one din. The din is you don't do less than four malei because you don't want to have more than eight chaser. So Ula did not explain the way Rav Huna did, which seemed to be the pasuk pshat. So b'mai kamithugi. So what is the machlokas between Rav Huna and Ula? So the machlokas is be'ibur shana. The machlokas, I mentioned a little before, is when you have a leap year, when you have the leap year, how long do we make that leap month, that extra other? Is it 29 days or 30 days? So let's just read it, and then we have to go back and try to figure out how that fits into the machlokas. The Maika Bifni Ibor Shana. The Tanyas, we have a Brisa. Kama Ibor Shana. What's the month, the Ibor year, the Ibor month other? How many days is it? Shloshim. It has to be 30 days. That's the Tana Kama. Rav Shimon Gamliel almost says Chodesh. It could be a Chodesh. It could be any amount that's called a Chodesh, which means it could be either 29 or 30. You can do it either way you want. It doesn't make a difference. So now, how does that work? So
yeah, don't you run the risk of everybody doing something else?
No, the Beis Din makes the determination. There's not everybody else. There's no everybody else. It's Beis Din. I mean, the whole idea, I mean, the calendar has become a very, was always, it became a very, very, you know, big bone of contention. And that was a major machlokas between the people in Eretz Yisrael, the people of Bavel, like in the 900s, late 900s, where Heigel has a massive tshuva that he proves that the Ivor Hashana has to be taken care of by the courts in Bavel, which is interesting because we thought that the calendar was already set by Hillel II in the 4th century, but they were still arguing about it in the 10th century. So, but yeah, and that's why if you look, I don't remember where I saw a pshat somewhere, when we say you know Birkas HaChodesh, we use the phrase Chaveirim Kol Yisrael. Nowhere else do you say the word Chaveirim Kol Yisrael, because the calendar was such a focal point, such a bone of contention within the Stukim and the Pushim and all the, and the calendar, everything, you know, everything revolved around the calendar. And if you control the calendar, you basically control the Jewish year.
Right.
So that's why we have to say Chaveirim Kol Yisrael when it comes to Birkas HaChodesh, because we want everyone to be involved in it together, because it was such a bone of contention for all these years. I don't know where I saw that.
So they're asking here now, they're talking about the calendar, not the Adam. Now the 29 and 30 of
them. Not sure.
How do you make it 29 if the Adam
didn't... Gemara Rosh Hashanah, I guess. Not for now. I don't know.
What?
Gemara Rosh Hashanah. I don't know.
Aren't the Adam what we based the calendar on?
We did. We did. Maybe now we don't. Now we don't. Okay, but my kamifliki, again, Ibershana, the Tanya Kama, Ibershana, Shloshim, Rosh Hashanah, Omer, Schode. So how does that work? So Rav Huna, right, Rav Huna, who is the first pshat in our Mishnah, he's going to hold like Rav Shimon Gamliel. He's going to hold Shimon Gamliel, and therefore he can say that our Mishnah, remember according to both, we said that our Mishnah is talking about a case where the prior year was a leap year, and that's why we're able to offset certain days. So Rav Huna was able to establish the case where the prior year, the leap year was 29 days. So the leap year was 29 days, so that's why we could have more chaserim this year, and we can offset it. Right, that was chaser, and that's why he can say that the year can have 8 millennium. But Ula is going to hold like the Tanna Kamma. Ula is going to hold the Tanna Kamma, meaning that leap year can only be 30 days. If the leap year can be only 30 days, it was impossible for him to explain the Mishnah like Rav Huna. Because you can't, if you explain like Rav Huna, the only way Rav Huna works is the prior leap year was 29 days. But Ula does not have a leap year being 29 days. His leap year can only be 30 days. So he couldn't explain the Mishnah that way. So he has to come off, because if he explains the Mishnah that way, he's still going to have the two-day discrepancy. Because he actually didn't have a three-day discrepancy if you make it into a leap year to 30 days. He's still going to have that discrepancy. So therefore, he cannot explain that you made 8 full months, because if you make 8 full months, he's going to have the discrepancy. So therefore, he has to change the Mishnah to say that when it says to 8, it says you can't have more than eight chaser months. Because if he says you can have up to 8 mali months, he's got a problem in the Mishnah, because then he's going to have the three-day discrepancy between this year and the Rosh Hashanah that follows.
So what's his max for Mali? You don't know.
Doesn't say. Doesn't mention. He doesn't mention it. He's not talking about that. So now the Gemara says Mesve. Right, so we got that a little bit, or should I do it again? Okay, so do it again. So do it again then. That's pretty clear and obvious. So my kamiflik again, what's the machlokas? So the machlokas is going to be as to whether or not when you do a leap year, can you make the leap year 29 days or 30 days? So
when you say the leap year, talking about Adar Sheni.
Adar Aleph, but yes.
Adar Aleph.
The extra month that we add, which is always going to be Adar Aleph, yes. When you make that month, do you make it a 29-day month or a 30-day month? So the machlokas is, Tanna Kamma says, what?
So,
I don't know. I'm assuming, I don't know. The leap month?
I'm not talking about today. I'm talking about
tomorrow. What about?
So you have eight Mali or eight Chaser?
No, that is what the maximum you can do. Typically, what you want to do is a 6 and 6. If you do 6 and 6, you'll get to the 354. Anytime you skew it one way or another, you're eating adding a day or detracting a day.
You get 354.
What?
If you do eight bubbling and four plus, you get 354.
No, you have two extra days. Do the math.
I did. 8 times 30 is 240.
Correct.
And 4 times 29 is 116.
Right, so you're getting 356. So that's
that.
Right, it's 2 days more.
That's
2 days more than it should, than the lunar year. Now you're going to be off by 2 days. How it works today now with the calendar and how it does, the calendar's preset basically. So it doesn't, everything.
So 354 should be where you're...
Correct, there's 354 days there is no lunar cycle.
I know.
There's no such thing as lunar cycle. But to make a year out of lunar months, it would be 354. Right, there is no lunar cycle, there is no lunar year, and there is no solar month. Right? That's, and we have a, everyone says the Jews have a lunar calendar. It's not true. We have both. It's both lunar and solar. Right? It's not like Ramadan, which floats throughout the year. It's pure lunar. That's Hindu, it's pure lunar. Mm-hmm. Jewish calendar, we have to account for the seasons. Chag Aviv, so that's why we have the leap month and everything. So, again, so here the idea is that we have a machlokas as to how to interpret the Mishnah. So, the one who says, so, let's go the other way. Ulda is going to say that when you make the leap year, the leap month, that Adar Sheni, that Adar Aleph, whatever it is, when you make that extra month is 30 days. So, keep that, that's a point of information in the morning, it's 30 days. Our Mishnah had a problem because it said you can make them something of eight. If you're talking about being eight mulei, and you're making the leap year of 30 leap day of 30 days, you're going to end up with that discrepancy that we described. So that can't be right. So he can't interpret our Mishnah that way. He has to interpret the Mishnah as talking about that we're talking about eight chaser months, not eight mulei months. You can't have more than eight chaser months. Because if you say that our Mishnah says you can have eight mulei months, if you have eight mulei months, and then you're dealing with the fact that it's a leap year, and you're making that mulei, now you have nine mulei months, basically, in the year. You're going to be over by 4 days. So you can't... What?
Yeah.
Okay.
So this year, Adar Aleph was 30 days.
Okay, so now the Gemara is going to ask. Meisrei. So this is a question on Rav Huna. Let's remember what Rav Huna said. Rav Huna says there's two dinim in the Mishnah. There's a minimum and a maximum. We don't make any less than four mulei, and we don't make any more than eight mulei. 4, 8 is the maximum, meaning you can have in a year 4, 5, 6, 7, or 8 mulei months. That's the maximum. That's what you can have. So he says as follows: Ein atzeres chala ela biyom hanaf. Shavuos will fall out on the same day of the week as the waving of the Omer, which is exactly true. Shavuos will fall out the same day of the week, 50 days later of the first day of Pesach, which is the day that you wave the Omer. That's how it works. That doesn't make a difference whether you're talking about mulei or chaser or not, because that focuses on days.
Right.
Nothing to do with months, it's with days. Okay? Right? So, at bashgar, right? That's what this thing is, at bashgar. Okay. The ein rosh hashanah chala ella biyom hanaf, ola or iburo. Rosh hashanah will fall out on the same day of the week, either is the same day as the waving of the omer, which would be the same day of the week as the first day of Pesach. Oh, sorry?
Second day of Pesach.
Rosh Hashanah. That's what we do now. Let's read what the Brisa says. Rosh Hashanah can fall out either on the same day of the week as the waving of the Omer, which would be the first day of Pesach. No, it's not the first. We wave the Omer on the first day of Pesach.
Right. Second day.
We wave the Omer on the first day of Pesach. We start counting on the next day. We start counting the next day. You count 49 days from the waving. From after the waving. The waving is on day one.
So you mean the karma? I thought it's the second day of the karma. It's the 16th.
No, you're right. You're right. I'm sorry. You're right. The second day of Pesach. You're 100% correct. 100% correct. I'm wrong. Right? But also, it's the second day of Pesach. You're right. Einat, let's start again. Einat seres chala ella biyom hanaf. Seres falls out the same day of the week as the second day of the Pesach. Correct. The ein rosh hashanah chala o biyom hanaf o lo'or iburo. And Rosh Hashanah will fall out either on that day in the week, either the same day as the week as the second day of Pesach, or L'or Iburo. L'or Iburo means the day after, right, it would be the day after Rosh Chodesh Nisan would fall out, which ends up being the same exact day as the third day of Pesach. That's how it works out. Rashi does the calculations, right, L'or Iburo. Rashi says, L'or Iburo Shel Nisan, B'yom She'irbo Laman Aleph Shel Nisan. It would be the day that if you continue counting to Nisan, basically, it's 31 days from the prior month. You go im Nisan ba'alef b'Shabbos, halei or ibaro shlishi b'Shabbos. If Nisan was on Sunday, or ibaro would be Tuesday. Well, so that's called or ibaro.
Which usually or means
before. Right. Well, that Gemara goes through the whole thing in the first paragraph of Pesach and talks about what or means. So it's either going to fall out, it's going to match up on the second day of Pesach or match up on the third day of Pesach. So now Bishma, those are the only two options that were given in this Brisa. Either Rosh Hashanah matches on the second day of Pesach or matches on the third day of Pesach. The Gemara says, Bishma le'ula, that works well according to Ula, the Amr Shmona Chaser Navidin. He says we're allowed to make eight Chaser months, right? He says you can make eight Chaser months, I guess that's the max, but Ubarin lo avdinin, but we don't make eight Ubar months. We're going to make eight, the maximum we can make is eight Chaser months. We don't make eight Ubar months. Why? Because we said in the Mishnah, we don't do, how does he say? Right, Ula said again, Lo nir l'chachamim l'chaser yeser al shmona. My aim posts me a bar chadashim and mubarim mishnu lo l'chachamim l'chaser yeser al shmona. You can't make more than 8 mubar months. He says clear. But you can make 8 chaser months. So mishkachas lo shnehem. Then I could theoretically come up with a situation where I could have these two options of when Rosh Hashanah would fall out. Because you say mishkachas le shnehem chaser then biyom hanav. What happens if you have eight? You have eight. We're going to make 8 months this year. We're going to make 8 months. Going to be 8 months are going to be Malay. So if 8 months are going to be called Malay, that I'm just going to say. And Kislev and Sivan, which are the months that they used to make alternate between Malay and Chaser. If you make both of them Chaser, then Rosh Hashanah afterwards is going to fall out on the same day as Yom Hanaf. You have to do the calculation. Rashi goes through it. If you make echad malay ve echad chaser, if you make one malay and one chaser, if you do make one malay and one chaser, so I guess you only have 7, so then 7 malays, then it's going to be l'or iburo. Then Rosh Hashanah is going to fall out the same day of the week as the same day as the week as third day of Pesach, the third day of Pesach. El Rav Huna the Amar Abdina Mu'ubarin. Rav Huna who allows 8 uber months, if you allow 8 uber months, has zimnin de mishkaches l'or iburo. What's going to happen, if you do a calculation, if you do 8 uber months, what's going to end up happening is Rosh Hashanah is going to fall out on the or Ubiro, which would be the 32nd day after Rosh Chodesh Nisan, which would basically be the same day as the 4th day of Pesach. But the Braisa only gives us 2 options. But according to Rav Huna, there should be 3 options. Because the Braisa only says it can fall out on the same day as either the 2nd day of Pesach or the 3rd day of Pesach. If you do the calculation and you have 8 uber months, it will fall out on the same day of the week as the 3rd day of Pesach. Sorry, as the 4th day of Pesach, which is not an option given in the Braisa. So Amalach Rav Huna says to back to Ula, who says back, Vilu Ula Minicha, and it, I mean, this is an obvious question also. Is it really good according to Ula? Because Ula doesn't say Shmoneh Hudulo Avdinan. He says Shmoneh Hudulo Avdinan. He says you can't do 8, you have to do 7. Well, if you do 7, Shiva Zimnin Lo Avdina B'Sitva Avdina B'Kaita, maybe you won't take that extra month and do it in the winter. You do that extra month in the summer, meaning between Nisan and Tishrei. You'll add the extra month. If you add that extra day with the extra month in between Nisan and Sivan, well, now you just pushed off Rosh Hashanah by a day. And then what's going to happen? V'har kavil or iburo. And then the Rosh Hashanah also will fall out on the same day of the week as the 4th day of Pesach. So it doesn't work for you either. So it doesn't work to either of them. Again,
he's not saying he's right, though. He's saying you're wrong also.
So I think what's going on is, so who's this Mishnah like? Who's this Braisa like? Both Rav Huna and Ula can hang their hats. They're Amorayim. They cannot argue on a Tannaitic work unless they have something to hang their hats on. They're each hanging the hat on the Mishnah, just they're explaining it a different way. Then came this Braisa. The Braisa saying, well, what are you talking about? According to this Braisa, you know, it does your sheet doesn't work. Say, fine, the Braisa is going to be like somebody else, and we're going to hang like the Mishnah. So who's the Braisa like? Elahan Mani. Who's this Braisa like? Acherimim. It goes according to the sheet of the Acherim. The Tanya, Acherim Omrim, Acherim say, which is what makes sense. Ain't being a Tzeres La Tzeres, the ain't being Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah, Ela Abra Yom Movad, Bivaisar Shana Muberes, Hamisha. From year 1 to year 2, Rosh Hashanah, or Tzeres, all the holidays are going to be 4 days later. If Rosh Hashanah fell out on year 1, fell out on Sunday, then the following year it's going to be on Thursday. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. It's going to be 4 days, because that's the way that you have those 354 days later. We'll push everything off 4 days. That's in a regular year. But if you have a Shana Mu'beres, it's going to be 5, because he's going to hold that you typically alternate full and chaser. That's how you get 354. You have Mu'beres, the Mu'beres is going to be 30 days. So therefore, the following year, if you add a Mu'beres, it's going to be 5 days later in the week, because you added an extra day into the calendar. So the Gemara says, okay, if that's the case, I'm not sure how this works. Sof sof l'acherim b'yom hanaf lo mishkachas lei. If you do the calculations, according to the acherim, if you do the calculations, and it goes alternating between 39 and 29 days, apparently you'll never come up where Rosh Hashanah is falling out on the same day as the week of the week as the second day of Pesach, of Yom Hanaf. It's not gonna work that way. So according to them, what ends up happening is Nisan, Sivan, and Av are Malay. Iyar, Tammuz, and Elul are missing, are 29 days. And according to this, the way it's going to work out is that Rosh Hashanah is going to fall out on the same day as the week as Aleph Iyar, which is the same day of the week as, which is the day before Yom Hanaf. Sorry, the day after Yom Hanaf. It's going to be the day after Yom Hanaf. The Brisa says it can fall out on Yom Hanaf. According to you, it's not going to fall out on Yom Hanaf. So Amar of Misharsha, this is, remember, this is from Misharsha that we mentioned before, he goes to Haisha Shana Mi'uberes, the Ibor Shana Shloshlum Yom, Dal Yarcha Levahade Yarcha, the Mishkachas Levah Yom Hanaf. What happens was that the prior year was a leap year. The prior year was a leap year. The prior year was a leap year again was 30 days. So 30 days meant that 30 days meant that Rosh Hashanah was pushed off, I guess, a day or something like that. Rosh Hashanah was a day later because it was an extra day in there. So this year, I guess the Brisa is talking about this. The Brisa is only talking about the situation where the prior year was an Ebrew year. So this year, when you do the alternating days of 6 and 7, of 29 and 30, you'll make up that extra day, and then Rosh Hashanah will fall out on the same day as Yom Hanaf. But it basically limits the Mishnah to being the Shita of the Acherim only in the situation where the prior year was a leap year. Okay. So Amalei Rav Ada Bar Ava LeRava Acherim Minyana Aslashmini. The rest of the Gemara is not so hard. He says, what's the Acherim coming? The Acherim come and say that it's going to be 4 days later. But to just give us a number count, we can figure it out. If you hold that all the months have to alternate, then by definition, it's going to be 4 days later. Right. Not so definitional to me, but if you do the calculations, then by definition, it's going to end up always being 4 days later. So what's the purpose of the Acherim telling us this minyana? They're just here to give us a count of numbers. Now, so Hakamash Malan, the Acherim come to teach us the Loba Inam, that now we no longer need mitzvah klikadish alpiriyah. We no longer need to mekadish alpiriyah, because we know... We can count. We don't have to use the Eidim. We can just count it. It's going to be 30. The next date is going to be 29. Next one's going to be 30. And we know right away there's no suffix as to what it is anymore. So Maskev LaRavina. So Ravina says, wait a second. Even according to the Yuch HaChayim, and we mentioned this before, it's not so pasha to just to make it 30, 29, because the months are not exactly 29 and a half days. Right? Remember we mentioned the months are 29 days, 12 hours and a half, and there's 793 halakim, meaning there's 44 minutes and 3.3 seconds extra in each month. So if that's the case, apparently if you do the calculation, that means every year there's another extra day. Right? And every three, right? The yom of the tlashin shani, I guess every 3 years, I think there's a day for the hours. Means every 3 years, there's going to be another day that gets added. Because I guess if you take the 793 halakim that are added, and you multiply it by 36 months, you're going to end up with a day. Somehow you're going to end up with 12. Someone can do the calculations. Right? A chelik is 44 minutes and 3.3 seconds. So if you take 44 minutes and 3.3 seconds, and you have that extra every third year, you're going to have a full day that has to be calculated for. So not every year can it be 30, 29. Every third year, you're going to have to add another day somewhere to make it work. So the Gemara says, you're right, but Kevin, the lesson called Shata, low cut chashiv. Since that doesn't happen every single year, that's not, they didn't count it and talk about it. It only happens 33% of the time. It doesn't happen all the time, so they're not going to deal with that day.
It mess up the year.
So that year you'd have to make another mali. One of the months would have to be mali to calculate.
That's why Bezin had to decide on what month starts.
Sorry?
You'd have to make a chaser month. So you have three extra.
Oh, so you have to make a chaser month, right? You'd have to pull back a day. Right? You have to pull back a day. Listen, he's not giving me a second. Right? So the Gemara, okay, so now the Gemara says, V'af Shmuel Savala Rav Huna. And Shmuel also holds like Rav Huna. Again, Rav Huna allows you to make 8 mali months. So Shmuel also holds like Rav Huna that you're allowed to have 8 mali months. The Amar Shmuel said, Ein Shnas Levana, the lunar year, Ein Shnas Levana Pechusa is not less, Mishalosh Meyos V'chamisha Mushtayim Yom. It's not less than 352 years, that's the minimum. Below Yisera Shalosh Meyos V'chamisha Mushtayim Yom. And not more than 356 days. So how do you get that? It's really 354, but how do you get that? Haketzad. So Shnei and Mileyim, if you have two extra Mali months, which means you have 8, which he's allowing 8 Mali months, then Shisha, then it's 356 days. Shnei and Chaserim, if you have 2 extra Chaser months, which means you have 8 Chaser months, then you're missing 2 days, then it's Shnayim. If you have Echad Mali, the Echad Chaser, if you do the alternating ways of 30 and 29, then it's going to be Arba. It's going to be 354 days. Except, like we mentioned before, every 3 years you're going to have to adjust it for that extra day that comes up with all the extra halakim. So, Meisvei, now the Gemara asks on Shmuel. Right, the Gemara says, is a quote of Gemara in by Nadarim, or Nazir, sorry. Harini Nazir ki mos chama. If a guy says, I'm going to be a Nazir for the amount, the person says, not me, I'm going to be a Nazir for the amount of time of a solar year. So then he's Kiminyan Yemos Chama, then he's three, Nizero Shlalosh Meos Vashishan Chamishu Yom. He's 356 days. We don't worry about that extra quarter of a day, because you also have to adjust the solar calendar as well. But that's what he's going to be. But that, if he says, Ki Yemos Halavana, if the person says he's going to be a Nazir for the amount of the lunar year, right? So then, what is he? Mona Nazir is Shalosh Meos V'Chamishu V'Arbin Yamin Kimin Yemos Halavana. He goes 354. So you see that 354 is the days of a lunar year. You say it could be 352 with 356. You see from Mor says that's not a kasha, right? But he says, but the Im Isa Zimin Meskach Lashisha. Sometimes it can be 356. He says in the Nedarim Halach Achash Shalosh Me'Adam V'Rov Shanim. When it comes to Nedarim and Naziris, we see that, we saw that in the Nedarim and Naziris, you go according to the colloquial usage. The colloquial usage of the lunar year is 354 days. Yes, it gets adjusted in order to fix, but when someone says, I want to be a Nazir, like the amount of days in the lunar year, he means what most people say the lunar year is, which is 354, so that's not a kasha on Shmuel. The Rebbe Savala Kravuna. And Rebbe also holds like Ravuna, meaning that he allows you to make 8 mulli months. The Tanya, as you the following brisa. Maisa v'asa Rebbe tisha chaserim. It happened once that Rebbe made 9 months chaser, which goes right 9 months chaser, which means he had three less days in the year, right? And nevertheless, v'nira chodesh bismano. Nevertheless, the moled of Rosh Hashanah appeared at the right time. What? Yeah. How that happened? Right? V'haya Rebbe tameya. And Rebbe was bewildered. The Omer, and he says, Asino tisha chaserim, nira chodesh bismano, we made 9 missing months, and nevertheless it turned out that the mole was at the same time. We made a 351 day year, yet it's matching last year's 354 days year. How does that work? So Amalafana Rabbi Shimon Rebbe, so Rabbi Shimon said to his father, Shema shonenu uberes haisa. Must be that what we had now was a leap month, leap year, right? It was a leap year. And therefore, the Ibor Shana Shloshim, and you made it 30 days. So they took off 1 day now. So now we're only off by 352, because you have an extra day. You have an extra day, so you push it.
Decided by Bezdin, the extra day.
He is Bezdin, he's Rebbe, right? So he just forgot what's going on, right? The it was a leap year this year. And if Vasino, and then Ishtakeh, and we also made last year a leap year, and Asiyu Shnei Himalayim. And last year's leap year was also 2 extra 30-day months.
So now what? 8 months. 8 full months.
8 full months is 2 extra months of
faith. Right. So Dal Plusel of Ade Plusel. So now we have the offsetting of the 3 and the 3, and Kamli Beduchte. And that's why it came in the same time. Because when we did the offsetting, you made extra 2 extra days last year. You made an extra day this year with there. And even though you had 9 chaserim, you still had the 3 extra days, which offset. And that's why the mole fell out on the same time. So Amaleus, Rebbe says to his son, Nei Yisrael Kein Haba. Yeah, you're the light of Israel. That's exactly what happened. Okay, we'll stop here by the Mishnah. Everybody have a wonderful day.
Wow.